capping credit card late fees might be a good idea, but today we'll tell you who's against it. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 5th day of March. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, reports are that Americans are becoming more cautious with their spending habits. So what's Target going to do to target that issue? We'll tell you. Speaking of spending, you'll be spending a bunch more to check a bag over at Delta Airlines. Some college athletes want to organize a union. What? We'll share that story. We've got the Wall Street Report and Starbucks employees wanted on the company's board of directors. How did all that end? We'll share. Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you're spending time with us again today. Want to reach us on Twitter, now known as X? It is at IOB_NewsHour. Over on Threads, it's Insight on Business, and our Facebook page, Insight on Business, the News Hour. The Biden administration is fighting a battle against what it calls junk fees. The latest skirmish involved credit card late fees that the president wants to cap at $8. It's a move the administration says will save consumers some $10 billion a year. The AP is reporting that the rule would bring the average credit card late fee down from $32. The Bureau estimates that banks brought in roughly $14 billion in credit card late fees last year. The White House Council of Economic Advisers produced an analysis indicating the Biden administration's efforts overall will eliminate $20 billion in annual junk fees. The analysis found that consumers pay about $90 billion a year in junk fees, including for concerts, apartment rentals, and auto dealers. So, who could be against such a plan? Well, how about the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, who has already filed a lawsuit to block the rule? Who else? The American Bankers Association, who says higher credit card late fees play a major role in promoting responsible consumer behavior. Americans held more than $1 trillion on their credit cards in the third quarter of last year, and that's a record, and a figure certain to grow once the fourth quarter data is released by the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation next month. Those balances are now carrying interest on them, which is the highest it's been since the Federal Reserve started tracking the data back in the mid-1990s. And by the way, delinquency rates at the major credit card issuers like American Express, JP Morgan Chase, Citigroup, Capital One, and Discover have been trending upward for several quarters. But wait a minute. If high credit card late fees promote responsible consumer behavior, what happened? It was another down day on Wall Street as each of the three major indexes ended deeply in the red. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Say, have you got a Target membership yet? In yet another way to help separate you from your money, the Minneapolis discounter said the new paid program called Target Circle 360 will offer unlimited free same-day delivery in as little as an hour for orders over $35 and free two-day shipping. It will launch with a special offer for new members for $49 a year from April 7 through May 18. After that, it's going to cost $99 a year. But Target Circle credit card holders can sign up for the lower price at any time. The discounter said its current Target Circle program has more than 100 million members who shop and spend more than five times more than non-members. The launch of a new paid membership program was one of several key moves announced at Target's annual investors meeting. It all aims to rejuvenate sales and traffic. The company also said it will refresh its stores and expand its highly successful store-owned brands, which combined generate $30 billion in sales. And over the next decade, the chain will build more than 300 new stores. Delta Airlines has become the latest airline to announce an increase in the cost of a checked bag, a 17% increase. The fee increase is $5 on top of the $30 for the first checked bag. Delta is the third major airline to hike bag fees, and each has matched the other at the $5 increase. The price increase for a second checked bag goes from $40 to $45. The baggage fee is no small potatoes for the airline industry. Back in 2022, U.S. Airlines took in $6.8 billion in checked bag fees, led by American at $1.4 billion and United at $1.1 billion. Delta was in third place with $979 million. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the flight. Here's one for the books. The Associated Press is reporting that the Dartmouth men's basketball team voted to unionize. It's truly an unprecedented step toward forming the first labor union for college athletes and another blow to the NCAA's deteriorating amateur business model. In an election supervised by the National Labor Relations Board in the school's Human Resources Office, the players voted 13-2 to join Service Employees International Union Local 560, which already represents some Dartmouth workers. Every player on the roster did vote. Dartmouth had told students that unionizing could get the team kicked out of the Ivy League or even the NCAA. In a statement, the school said it was supportive of the five unions it negotiates with on campus, including SEIU Local 560, but insisted that the players are students and not employees. But of course, that full-ride scholarship to play basketball has absolutely no value, right? Stocks tumbled today with tech stocks leading the way, continuing to retreat from record highs set just last week. The Dow fell 405 points or 1% after declining by more than 500 points at its session low. The S&P 500 slipped 1% and the NASDAQ composite slid 1.7%. All of that comes after the NASDAQ last week reached a brand new all-time high for the first time since 2021, while the S&P 500 also surged to a new record high. Apple shares declined 2.8% on the afternoon trade after Counterpoint Research said in a new report that iPhone sales in China fell 24% year-over-year during the first 6 weeks of this year. Other tech stocks also fell. Meta platform shares declined by 1.6%, Microsoft shares lost 3%, and Micron Technology shares lost 1.3%. All of the S&P 500 sectors fell today, except for financials, energy, and consumer staples. Gold, meanwhile, rose to a new high at $2,141.90 an ounce. West Texas Intermediate crude declined by 59 cents at news time to $78.15 a barrel, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.141% also at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about the fight to install several pro-union Starbucks employees on the company's board of directors. Starbucks is entering a new phase of its union battle as the labor groups that had been agitating for seats on the coffee giant's board take a step back. The Strategic Organization Center, or SOC, said progress had been made after the two sides agreed to hammer out a foundational framework on collective bargaining. Now the SOC is withdrawing the three nominees it had put forward for Starbucks' board. The SOC had argued that Starbucks' pushback on unionization efforts, which it said cost almost $250 million, jeopardized both its reputation and shareholder returns. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a very pleasant evening. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.